Force has clarified that the Air Force Cooperation Center at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base has no ownership or managerial ties with Oriental Circus Indonesia. Air Force spokesperson Air Commodore Ahmad Shari stated that the past cooperation between Puskopal and OCI was limited due to administrative support for organizing events on the Air Base premises. Personnel from the Directorate of Water and Air Police of the South Sumatra Regional Police evacuated a residence from Upang Village, Air Salik District, Banyu Wasin Regency, who was suffering from kidney stones, to a hospital in Palembang. The evacuation was carried out using a floating ambulance and took about an hour via river route. This floating ambulance is an innovation by South Sumatra Polarit, available 24/7 to provide free medical transportation services for people in coastal and riverine areas. And that was the news. Ray, I'll be coming for the next 6 hours, providing with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And let us continue listening to Indonesia Today with a song from Kabuka Nairu with Alas Mara, where you can tune into our online streaming bonus.id, shortwave 3225 kHz, 4755 kHz, and our application in AAA Digital.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super, or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians.
role of a father. Through this song, Angie and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Angie and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Spread the truth in time will come. Dan Malaka. Listener, Dan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Lima, Bulukota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Dan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Dan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And well, listener, that was quote of the day.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pasolini is a unique and typical fruit from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasolini is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasolini. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make pasolini, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One pasolini is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 pasolinis. Pasolini is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Pasolini is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, pasolini is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Pasolini can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Into thin
sheep with something one time. Afterwards, it is also skinned and still cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo platter is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or cream sticky rice paste. For one bowl of ice gumbo platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it? spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phuket Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phuket Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no cruises, besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With here to attract tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the hidden boat races, and many more.
The first one is inhabited by the first child, which is also Boo itself, means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors of the heritage objects.
There's also a place for Musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishwara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bathroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side. To build and renovate a traditional house, it takes months and even years, through various traditional ceremonies, which meet high costs at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of field by Ben Abbas Day, although most of world upon villagers or plantation farms. They are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Apalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gobok or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This one rope yarn was used to pull bags of wood called Tayu Pilu Lulu, and people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, the ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Lea Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location, both in the kampung and in the forest. They should give food and for directions, don't stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured pandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, but all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting leke pera, putting locks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders start bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedapanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Wolotoku village. Kedapanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotoku village. Besides that, stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedapanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kedapanga is a place where Musumaki worship the idols. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The open offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in a temple center called Usenwa, the Hiryu language.